Christ and his grace, we can find freedom evermore from this disordered, broken nature. But the devil says, nah, don't look at that. That's not what I want you to think of when you experience this struggle. I want you to think of the exterior. Think about how you could make your body look and maybe feel more in line with these attractions, these thoughts you have. And isn't this what the devil always does? Our whole culture says, solve your problems by looking this way, or wearing this, or owning that. The devil always wants to take us to the exterior. You have an interior problem? Don't look on the inside for transformation. Don't look ahead to the transfiguration, but rather look on the outside. How can you change the way you look and find freedom there? It's a lie, and it's not totally a lie, which is why it's kind of easy to believe and why so many go that route. No, we got to understand that's the root of this, that we're all in this together. And if you can help someone at least not consider outward disfiguration as the only way to deal with an inner struggle, that's a big help to them. A lot of folks, again, they think maybe I'm transgender, and they don't even consider any other option. We can help them by saying, wait a minute, what's underneath of this? Maybe there's something going on in your mind, in your heart, in your soul. Think about that. And being this bridge, once we recognize the heart of this problem, is, again, not a terribly difficult thing. Even thinking this Lent, our goal to do penance and to pray and to fast. What if this Lent, one of your practices, or maybe even this week, if you're like, Father, I've already dropped all of my Lenten penances. I know it's only week two. Maybe you do a little bit of study. Because to be the bridge, you really got to have something to offer people that will help them understand why the transgender kind of movement is not actually going to help them.